Hey, hey, this is Takara, and you are listening to A Letter to My Sister podcast. You are in the right place if you are raised to be a strong, independent woman who didn't have to depend on anybody for anything, but then you realize there were some lessons that you didn't quite get as you were going along the way. We often go through life the best way that we know how, and we don't even realize that there's a better way. So in here, there will be some raw and real conversations surrounding life lessons about the things that we wish that we had known, maybe about self, love, money, and even our careers. So if you're new here, be sure to subscribe to the podcast, and I would love for you to leave a rating and review as well. So now that we've got all that out the way, let's chat, sis. Hey, hey, this is Takara Renee coming at you for a bonus episode today. If my voice sounds a little bit different, it is because I have been really trying to recover from this cold and it won't let me go. However, I do at least have my voice, which I didn't have last week, so I am super grateful for that. But what I have come to tell you all about today is that I have a conference coming up this weekend. So if you have ever wanted the opportunity to interact with me, if you have tuned in to the Wind Down Fridays that me and my friends do once a month, this is definitely the time for you to join us. It is taking place this Saturday, October the 29th. At 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so I think this is great because I have some overseas listeners. And so that means that I'm catching you in the evening, I think maybe about 7, 8, or 9, just kind of depending on where you are. But it is called the Check on Your Strong Friends Conference. So I know that we've seen some of the posts as of late in social media was saying, hey, check on your strong friends. Like people saying, I consider myself to be the strong friend and I am constantly checking up on everyone else. I am constantly being there for everyone else. But when my time of need comes, I don't feel like anyone is checking up on me. And so that is why I'm doing this event on Saturday with my friends so that we can check on you. So if you consider yourself to be the strong friend, the strong woman, the strong mom, or if you feel that you've caught yourself in these situations where you felt like you were always checking up on everyone, but hardly no one was checking up on you. No one was checking to make sure that you're good because everyone's always too busy coming to you, asking you for advice, asking you from your thoughts, constantly pulling and pulling and pulling, but no one is pouring. This is the event for you. Because there was a time when I really wore the badge of being the strong woman, being the strong friend. And if you remember on one of my very early episodes, Nevasia talked about that. And she said that we need to use strong as something that we pick up and something that we put down. It's not something that we need to be all the time, but it's something that we only need to be in particular situations. And I'm definitely going to link that show into the show notes because I don't remember what it is off the top of my head. But she is also going to be one of the speakers, and Tanita, the recovering strong friend on that episode, she is also going to be one of the speakers. And so we have the strong woman, the strong mom, and the strong friend, and every single last one of us is going to pour into you. And so again, that takes place this Saturday, October the 29th through Eventbrite. It is completely free. All you have to do is sign up. Again, I will put the link into the show notes. And we also have a Facebook group as well for you to join so that you can kind of participate in some of the conversation. And here is why I feel that this conference is so important. Because for us as women, we typically tend to put ourselves last. We typically tend to put ourselves on the back burner, and so we neglect our health. We neglect the things that we want to do. And that's why you hear about so many women often saying, oh, I feel like I lost myself. Oh, I don't feel like I'm the same woman that I was along the way. And I can honestly say that I have also been in that situation before, and I really noticed it post-divorce. Because as I was coming back around my friends, or as they were seeing me post-divorce, they were like, this is the person that I used to know. This is the woman that I was used to seeing, and I have not seen her for the last 8 years. But that was because I had spent so much time trying to pour into others. It wasn't like not only my ex-husband during that time, but I was trying to do other things in my career. I was trying to level myself up. There was just all of these other things. And I was overextending myself to the point that I was exhausted. And I was even having a conversation with a family member of mine when I was back in Detroit. And she was saying that I don't have time. That's all she kept saying. I don't have time. And she was saying, well, the doctor has told me that I need to watch my diet. I need to make sure that I exercise. I need to do this. I need to do that. But I don't have time. And it wasn't that she didn't have time because she was working several shifts or because she was doing all of these other. She did not have time because she was putting the needs of three other people ahead of her own. This woman is single with grown kids, but she was putting other people's needs above her own. And then in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, what is the purpose of this, right? So if I'm putting myself on the back burner so that I can be present for these other people in my family, one day, all of this stuff that my body has been asking for me to do, it's going to catch up with me. It's going to sit me down or lay me down one way or the other. And so what good is it for me to overextend myself in this current place when there is a very high chance that if my doctor is telling me I need to do these things for my health, that my health is going to fail me and I'm not going to be able to be here for these people that I'm sacrificing for. Self-care can be 1 hour. Self-care can be 30 minutes. You can get a good workout in 30 minutes. You can get a very good workout in 1 hour. But if I don't even have the time for myself for 30 minutes, for 1 hour, what good am I going to be to everyone else later on in the future? And I truly believe this is why some of our grandparents, some of our aunties, and some of our other relatives that we truly held dear to us have died so early. There is no reason that we should be burying our sisters and our aunties and our grandmothers and all of those people that we hold dear to us for things like high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and even some cancers, because truth be told, a lot of them are preventable and it's from diet. If we truly want to be here, if we truly want to make the difference, if we truly say that family is as important to us as we say it is, then we have got to learn how to put ourselves first so that we can in turn be there for others. The airline tells us all the time that if the air pressure in the cabin drops, to put our mask on first before we help the person next to us. And that is so we don't pass out trying to help them. So we have got to help ourselves first so that we can continue to be here in the future, so that we can continue to give them these life lessons, so that we can continue to be present and, most importantly, show those that are coming up behind us the example and the standard. That way, They don't have to unlearn and relearn things that they saw us do because we were not operating in our healthiest manner. And so that is why I am so passionate about this conference on Saturday, because I want you to come and not only be refueled, but I want you to learn and discover ways in which you can start to put yourself first. Learn and discover ways that you can start to put boundaries in place that work for you, because the boundaries are for you. The boundaries are so that you can keep your peace. That's what the boundary is for. It's not for the other people. You can tell them what your boundary is, but it's what you are going to do. Not what they're going to do, but what you are going to do if someone comes against this standard and this boundary that you have set in place. So I truly hope to see you on Saturday, October the 29th. That is this Saturday, October the 29th. If any of this message resonated with you whatsoever. And if it didn't, feel free to pass this along to a friend so that we can all be healthy together, so that we can start 2023 off strong, so that we can start building up a stronger and a better generation, but strong from a healthy standpoint, not from one that is running us into the ground. So again, it is called Check on Your Strong Friends. You can check it out through Eventbrite. It is completely free. If you follow me on Instagram, you can click the link in my bio. If you search on Eventbrite, Check on Your Strong Friends, it comes right up. If you choose the online portion, not the local, but the online, it comes right up for you. So I am so excited for this event, and I will be so happy to meet some of you virtually, face to face. And until then, sis, there is no one like you. There is no one out here that can do the things that you do. So show up, let your light shine bright, and never dim it for anyone. Until next time, bye.